Free is, and this is.
God bless you and good morning. Today I would like to share with you, God went shopping. And on this December 19th, 2021 day, as we go into the Christmas holiday season, I want to share with you about God going shopping. Christmas is about a day that God's awesome love and care came into fruition. He gave us His Son to begin the process of bringing into manifestation God's heart desire for fatherhood. It all started when God went shopping. Now, we're all familiar with going shopping. I'm sure many of you, if not all of you, have been out already shopping for this holiday season. So, I'm sure you know what it takes to go shopping. And what I'd like to share with you before I really get into this is why we go shopping. What are the four elements? What are the four aspects of shopping? And I think you'll agree on these. And the first one is, who is it for? Who are you shopping for?
This is the challenging one. How much does it cost? What's the price do you have to pay to get what you want? And then finally, the fourth thing is, once you got it, what are you going to do with it? You're going to share it, give it away, keep it, put it on a shelf? What are you going to do with it? Well, one day God went shopping. And really, when you look at the details of His shopping spree, it took a long, long time, many, many years to obtain. But God really, really, really wanted something. And what He wanted was to have a father relationship with man. This was God's heart desire, to be a father to His man. So let's follow these steps and what God did to go shopping, to bring this to pass where He could purchase, that He could obtain fatherhood with man. All right, number one, who's it for? Well, in this case, it's for Him. He's going shopping for Him, His purpose, and of course, everybody else that gets involved in this gift benefits greatly as well. Why did He want to buy it? Why did He want to do this, get this item whereby He is the father of man? Well, really, it goes back to the beginning, doesn't it? It goes back to a lonely God that desired fellowship, something to love, something to care for, something to have that He could love and that could love Him back. You know, when God created the earth and everything, everything that He did, the heavens, the earth, the stars, the animals, the plants, the fish, everything, He did to bless man, really, didn't He? Because man was the purpose for everything. This is what God so desired, to be a father to man. So what did He do to man so He could have that connection? He put spirit in him, didn't He? Made him in His own image. God is spirit, right? So He put spirit in him. But what happened? What did man do? He messed up. He did the one thing God said not to do. And God said, in the day you do this, you shall surely die. Well, Adam and Eve didn't die that day physically, but what happened spiritually? They lost it. They lost it. And that great connection that God had with His man. You know, before then, when man had spirit, Adam and Eve had spirit in them, oh, they would walk and talk in the garden, they would name animals, they would do all kinds of great things. God had such a super relationship because man had spirit. But man lost that spirit. So now God was looking to buy it back. He went shopping to buy this back. And I'm thankful that He said, well, man screwed this up. I'm going to go fellowship with the giraffes or something, you know, something else. No. God's heart desire for man to be his child and he would be their father was very deep in his heart. He really wanted man and woman filled with his spirit so that he could fellowship with them, that he could love them, that he could provide for them, care for them, and that they would love him back. Well, how much was this going to cost? Let's read some scriptures. Chapter 5 in Romans. What would it cost for God to buy his fatherhood back with man? So Romans chapter 5, okay? So join me there. Let's go to verse 8. Chapter 5, verse 8. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement or the payment. God paid for his fatherhood with man with what? Jesus Christ, didn't he? He gave his Son. God so loved the world that he gave his Son. It wasn't that God loved the world as a globe, but he loved the people in that world. And so he paid the dearest price any man or anybody could ever pay with his child. Think about God's heart to do something like this. You know, it's interesting. You know, we are entertained by television and movies, aren't we? Man, we watch TV hours and hours every day. We watch movies, lots of movies. And on these programs, there's great drama, isn't there? We see hearts of people going through all these challenges of life. And we just put ourselves right in the middle of it, don't we? We just follow along. Now, do you cry when you watch some of these movies? You're getting saddened and you feel it for hours afterwards, don't you? The drama, the heart, we see this so much. Well, magnify that for God. What God must have gone through to fulfill his heart's desire that he could be our Father and give man spirit and have that relationship restored back. Pretty heavy. Pretty heavy. Let's go to 1 John. 1 John. You're familiar with John 3:16, right? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God was looking for an eternal solution to this situation that occurred in Genesis. Verse 17. I know I said to go to 1 John and I'm reading the Gospel of John, but let me share verse 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Now let's go to 1 John 4:9. And this was manifested the love of God. All right, the great drama of life, and for God Almighty, this great love was manifested because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. I mean, that's the heart of life. We talk about life. Joe mentioned just life itself. This is life. This is the life that God wants to live with us. He sent his only begotten Son in the world that we might live through him. Verse 10, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation or the payment for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us what? His Spirit. That's the key. And we have seen and do testify that God, that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. There he is. He gets it back. God bought back the relationship that he so desired in the beginning. The gift was Jesus Christ, the one we celebrate this holiday season. What a precious gift to man was the Lord Jesus Christ. We should be really thankful, extremely thankful for his birth and life that he lived and dedicated in doing God's will, that you and I could once again be born again, filled with Holy Spirit. But this time the Spirit was Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, sanctified, set apart, special. It was eternal Spirit, right? Couldn't lose it this time. This is what God so desired. There's a wonderful scripture in 1 Corinthians. If you want to join me there in chapter 6 in 1 Corinthians, we're going to look at verse 19. It starts out with the word, what? What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? You don't belong to yourself? Next verse, 20, says, you were bought with a price. What a price that was, huh? As a result of this, our response should be, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Why did God go shopping? Because he wanted to buy you and me back to him so that he could really once again be a father to us. That's what he's into. He's into being a father, not some big God almighty, but a father, a loving father. Caring father that loves his children. And we are the recipient of that love, huh? It's fantastic. You and I belong to the Heavenly Father. We are his. We're not slaves. We're not some toy of God. We're not even angels, are we? But we're his child, something greater. Doesn't it say in God's word that we're going to judge angels? I think so. Pretty neat. Pretty neat. Well, number four, if you remember the four aspects of going shopping, what are we going to do with it once we got it, right? What are we going to do with it? Well, you and I are the object of his deep desires. God bought us, and we belong to him. We are his, and he is ours. He's our Father. He bought us with the gift through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And it all started with the birth, right? That's what we celebrate this time of the year, the birth of Jesus Christ. It started his shopping spree, I guess you could say. Remember how proud God was to give him? What happened at the announcement of his birth? You know, when we have babies in our families and stuff, everybody has an announcement and all this stuff. What did God do to announce his birth? He shared it with some shepherds, didn't he? But the angels came down and celebrated, just like Jan shared earlier. That the angels got involved to celebrate the announcement of the birth of Christ. Pretty neat. Yeah. And every time somebody gets born again, saved, what happens in heaven? Party time, right? The angels rejoice. Because this is life. This is what counts. This is what God so wants. Pretty fantastic. Jan shared those quotes from E.W. Kenyon about the father relationship and being in his family. And they are really great quotes there. So I encourage you to take a look at those later on in the newsletter. Well, aren't you happy that God went shopping? Yes. He went shopping and he was very successful and provided for us his wonderful son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to open the door for the most awesome, loving relationship you could ever imagine. So let's remember that God is our Father and he loves us dearly. And as we visit our family members and friends during the holiday season, may we rejoice for the reason of the season and magnify Christ through this broken world. All right? Oh, one more thing. God did send out some holiday cards. Jan mentioned that, and I went ahead and copied this card that he sent out to all the believers. I don't know if you got it in the mail or not. If you didn't, I put it in the newsletter. But I would like to share it with you to close out my sharing here. And this is a holiday card from the Heavenly Father. What would it be like to receive a holiday card from God? Perhaps it would be like this. I thought this holiday season I would send you a card. I know this is quite unusual, but I guess many would say I'm quite unique. In times past, I have sent you the greatest gifts man could ever imagine. I have already sent my redeeming son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who bought redemption for all mankind. I have also sent you the gift of Holy Spirit, Acts 5:32, to be your comforter until my son returns for you. I have also given you the gift of eternal life, Romans 6:23, along with the gift of righteousness, 1 Corinthians 12:7. I am sure you're grateful for these, but if you're not, remember, I have given you all things that pertain unto life and godliness, 2 Peter 1:3. And I have given you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Acts 20:32. Yes, you may think I have gone overboard, having blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. Ephesians 1:3. But I love you so much, I cannot help myself. That is why I have given you the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Hopefully you have taken advantage of these gifts of the past. Remember, I have given you something to remember these glorious gifts. My word. 2 Timothy 3:16. Have a blast this holiday season, playing with my gifts and sharing them with others. Agape, your Heavenly Father. Well, bless your heart. Heavenly Father, thank you for thank you for going shopping and making it available that we can be your child, that we could have you as a wonderful, loving Father, and that we can just rest in our hearts knowing that you do love us, you care for us, you've provided for us, we have eternal life. We have it all because you are our Father. So we just give you praise and thanks, Father. And yes, we do remember these great things you've done for us. And Father, we just commit ourselves to walk and talk with you more than ever before because you have bought us with a price and we belong to you. So thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen.
To close out this teaching, I would like to share with you a holiday card from your Heavenly Father. Now, maybe you haven't gotten yours in the mail yet, but this is a holiday card from your Heavenly Father, and this is what it would be like to receive a holiday card from God Almighty. And perhaps it would read like this. I thought this holiday season I would send you a card. I know this is quite unusual, but I guess many would say I am quite unique. In times past, I have sent you the greatest gifts man could ever imagine. I have already sent my redeeming Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who bought redemption for all mankind. I have also sent you the gift of Holy Spirit, Acts 5:32, to be your comforter until my Son returns for you. I have also given you the gift of eternal life, Romans 6:23, along with the gift of righteousness, 1 Corinthians 12:7. I am sure you are grateful for these, but if you are not, remember I have given you all things that pertain unto life and godliness, 2 Peter 1:3. And I have given you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified, Acts 20:32. Yes, you may think I have gone overboard, having blessed you with every spiritual blessings in the heavenlies, Ephesians 1:3, but I love you so much I cannot help myself. That is why I have given you the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7. Hopefully you'll have taken advantage to use these gifts of the past. Remember, I have given you something to remember these glorious gifts. And that is my word, 2 Timothy 3:16. So have a blast this holiday season playing with my gifts and sharing them with others. Agape, your Heavenly Father.